No one ever said life is easy, but I believe by giving yourself permission, you will find you have more control over your life than you realize. I'm Julie. I hope you will join me by taking responsibility for yourself, by only controlling the things you can and letting go of the things that you can't. By doing this, you will have discovered the secret to having happy, healthy, and more fulfilling relationships. This is Nearest and Dearest Podcast. I'm Julie Rogers, and you are listening to Episode 16, Mental Health Stigma, Part 2. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, for youth ages 10 to 24 years, suicide is among the leading causes of death. We have seen the extreme damage caused by children who have committed unspeakable acts of violence in our schools. It can happen to any community, small or large. Our leaders need to do more to not only understand how mental health conditions affect our most vulnerable, our children, but also put into place more resources that can help families recognize and offer help before a child's mental health can worsen. As a grandmother, I worry about my grandchildren and the uncontrollable chaos in the world we all live in. It wasn't that long ago when my adult children were able to go to school and they felt safe. There were some school shootings, but I didn't worry obsessively, and the shootings seemed so far away from my own community. I'll never forget that day on December 14, 2012, when Sandy Hook Elementary was the target of a mentally disturbed 20-year-old man who killed 27 people and then himself. 20 first-grade children aged 6 and 7, had their young lives murdered. I was living in Connecticut at this time. I remember sobbing and shaking my head, trying to understand how something like this could happen. It was a bitter reminder that horror can come to any state or community. My family had to address real concerns about school shootings, and Connecticut was starting to take more actions in trying to make their schools safe for children and the staff. During this time period, my grandsons were going to Montessori school. My daughter informed me that the school had hired an armed security officer to be in place during school hours, and the school would be locked in with a camera and staff to monitor who was able to come and go. I felt that it was the right thing to do, but it saddened me to realize that our society is facing life and death situations that are uncontrollable in what should be one of the safest structures that protects our most precious children, our schools. Legislators pledged to introduce some form of gun control legislation in the wake of the Newtown shootings. It has been a hard battle to fight and find compromise in our political government. Even though various initiatives failed at the federal level, similar bills were signed into law in the states of New York, Connecticut, Colorado, and Maryland. The families and loved ones of some of those who were slain in the attack founded Sandy Hook Promise, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the reform of gun laws and the promotion of mental wellness. The group's Say Something program combines education and intervention strategies to attempt to head up acts of violence before they happen. I applaud this organization for their dedication and focus on continued education and intervention strategies. It's only through learning, understanding, and advocating for new laws that follow through with stricter guidelines that our society can begin to collectively make our schools and innocent people safer. We have to not be afraid of addressing mental health conditions. The only way this stigma goes away once and for all is by talking about it in an honest, non-judgmental, compassionate manner. This includes the rights for people with mental health conditions. The following comes from MHA, Mental Health America. It's a long quote, but I feel it's important for you to hear. Quote, "For Mental Health America, the fight against abuse and discrimination is essential to our history and continues to guide our work. As a nonprofit organization, MHA is committed to the principles of human and civil rights inherent to the concept of equal justice under the law. These rights are: people living with mental health conditions have the right to make decisions about their lives, including their treatment. Just as all Americans, they should be assumed competent to make their own decisions, and a refusal of any type of treatment should not be considered evidence that a person is incompetent. In rare cases where an individual is considered in imminent danger to self or others, he or she has the right to due process, adequate representation, and appeals should there be civil commitment or involuntary treatment procedures. People living with mental health conditions have the right to privacy and to manage who can see their healthcare information." End quote. What can be difficult for families who are concerned with a loved one who is struggling with his or her mental health is the right of that individual to decide to seek professional help or not to seek help. The bottom line is, no one can force treatment on anyone. It is very challenging trying to encourage treatment when the loved one refuses it. All you can do is try to keep positive communication open. You have to respect their own choices, even if that means you don't agree with their decisions. You have to ultimately realize that whatever choices your loved one is making, it is 100% theirs to make. Whether you are a parent, grandparent, sibling, or friend, you can establish boundaries with what you are willing to tolerate in your relationship with your loved one. I believe in honesty, truth, and mutual respect with all my own interpersonal relationships. Only then can healthy relationships continue to grow in a loving and giving manner for both parties. Together, we can make a positive difference in breaking the stigma of mental health. If you want to learn more about MHA, please visit my website, nearestanddearestpodcast.com. I added a link that will connect you to their website. I also added a link for the nonprofit organization, Sandy Hook Promise. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health conditions, just know that there's help out there. Coming up on my next episode, I want to ask for your input. I want you to give me some feedback about what you like or you dislike about my podcast. I will have some specific questions for you to answer and how you can send me an email to communicate with me. This is my first ever podcast. I want to make sure you are enjoying and getting some value for your time. Thank you for listening. The views and opinions expressed by Nearest and Dearest Podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Nearest and Dearest Podcast. Any content provided by Julie Rogers or any other authors are of their opinion. They are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. Thank you.